Han could not even hear the detonation. The steering yoke simply pushed itself back into his lap, and the Falcon went into a slewing, almost vertical climb as the vector plates were lifted by the shockwave. Damage alarms began to ring in all corners of the control panel, and Leia's voice came over the intercom.
Han, how bad is...
We're fine!
Han began to slap the damage alarm silent, looking at each indicator just long enough to be sure that the Falcon hadn't taken any catastrophic damage.
I think.
Captain Solo had me dump a pair of concussion missiles on our pursuers,
Terran said, smiling across the flight deck at him.
You did well when you chose him, Jedi Solo. He's quite an asset in a bad situation.
He does have his moments.
A deactivated damage alarm began to chime again, and Han saw that they were losing pressure in the number two sleeping cabin.
All right, enough with the flattery.
He eased the yoke forward again, and was alarmed to feel more resistance than he should have.
We didn't come through that exactly untouched, so keep those blast boats off our tail.
What blast boats? I don't see any down here.
And there aren't any above us. I think you must have gotten...
The viewport went crimson as a pair of cannon bolts blossomed against the underpowered forward shields. And then the golden light of dissipation static began to strobe through the entire flight deck.
They're up here!
Han yelled, trying to figure out how the blast boats had managed to get ahead of him so quickly. He shoved the sluggish yoke forward, forcing the Falcon into an unstable dive, then glanced over and saw that Terran was not nearly as good at reading his mind as Leia was. What are you waiting for? Shift power to the forward shields! Launch some concussion missiles! A negative tweedle sounded from the comm station behind him. Then a message from R2-D2 scrolled across Han's display.
Hold your fire. The attack is a mistake.
A mistake?
He echoed.
Who makes a mistake like that?
A flurry of blaster bolts flashed through the fog, missing the Falcon by more than a dozen meters. And Han realized that whoever was shooting at them didn't have the Force. And if they didn't have the Force, they couldn't be Sith. He opened a hailing channel.
My tail squadron, hold your fire!
He said. The blue dots of a dozen starfighter engines appeared in the fog ahead, growing larger and brighter as they approached.
We're the good guys!
There was a short silence, during which time the blue dots resolved themselves into blue rings. Then the icy voice of a Hapen officer replied,
How do we know that?
Terran activated her mic and said something in ancient Lorelian. Another pause followed, and then the woman responded in a chastened tone.
We apologize for the misunderstanding, Millennium Falcon, but you did stray into the free fire zone.
The squadron veered away.
Continue climbing on your former vector. You'll be clear of the sensor jamming in a minute, and then you can catch the rest of the convoy.
So they made it?
Leia asked.
All of them?
You're number 10,
the officer replied.
So far.
Han's heart sank.
We were the last to launch,
he said.
If you haven't seen the other two, that means you're in trouble.
The officer fell silent for a moment, then said,
We outnumber the enemy 4-1, and we're flying the latest Mytils. If anyone is still down there, we'll find them.
It was Terran who asked the obvious question.
What if you find them too late?
Then the Sith will pay,
the woman said.
That, I promise.